Computers have always had a brief lifespan, but these days it's getting shorter and shorter. Industry experts estimate that advances in technology have reduced a computer's useful life to just 2 years. Michael Kay is a computer consultant in Chicago. He says the computer industry is fueling the rapid obsolescence.
The software developers want to sell you new programs. To sell you a new program, they have to have more features. More features require a faster processor and more memory. Faster processor and more memory pushes you to buy a new computer, and there goes your old one out the window.
Sales of personal computers have been growing steadily, and researchers at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh estimate sales will increase by 15% this year. Those researchers also predict that by the year 2005, nearly 700 million computers will have been sold, and by that time, half of them will become obsolete. While some will end up in landfills, the vast majority will just collect dust in corporate warehouses or in people's closets. Don Amore of the National Safety Council explains one reason why people hold on to computers they no longer use.
You know, it's hard for one to accept that now the computer doesn't have the original value at which you bought it. So there's this feeling of nostalgia that you'll hold on to it, that maybe there will be some upgradable parts that might make this machine useful again.
Amore adds that more often than not, those computers just sit around for years until they're thrown out. But now she says more and more people are choosing a different solution. They're selling them. It's a busy day at the Chicago Computer Exchange, where a salesman helps an elderly gentleman select a computer for his grandchild.
Right here, we've got a much better system. This is a used system, which means somebody else had it before you. This one's 166 megahertz.
The place is a beehive of activity, with familiar but outdated computers stacked from floor to ceiling. Paul Roberts co-owns this store. He says selling used computers is his bread and butter.
Our business has always depended on one man's trash being another's treasure. And we're known as a purveyor of low-end systems, especially those that are just teetering on the verge of obsolescence.
Roberts explains that the short lifespan of new computers has helped his business. That's because his inventory of used equipment is always being replenished with better machines. But despite brisk business, Roberts says his margins are slim. Sometimes even Roberts gets stuff he can't sell, like this bulky old hard drive that he's holding. It's at least 10 years old and can store 200 times less information than even today's smallest hard drives.
It's too big to fit in any currently stylish computer cases, and it's too small to hold any mainstream operating system.
Roberts often gives useless parts like this away to artists who use them in sculptural work. Or if nobody wants it, there's one last option. This is Electronic Recovery Specialists, otherwise known as the final resting place for old computers. Here, a worker is dismantling circuit boards with an axe. His boss is Davis Gilbert. He grabs a pair of pliers and demonstrates how to remove a stubborn piece of metal.
You just take it like this. That's the easiest way to do those. Brute force.
Gilbert says though the work is slow and labor-intensive, he estimates that his company processes about 150,000 computers a year.
PCs contain anywhere between a quarter of a gram and a gram of gold, which means you're looking anywhere between 60 to 100 PCs to get 1 ounce of gold. Basically, we're 21st century gold miners.
But Gilbert explains that extracting the gold alone wouldn't be cost-effective if he didn't also recycle the steel, silver, copper, plastic, and valuable microchips that are part of every computer. Those parts earn him anywhere between $3 and $12 per machine. Gilbert says business is so good that he's about to hire 10 new workers. Gilbert says he's also benefiting the environment by keeping computers out of landfills. And with mercury, lead, and other toxic components, computers and computer monitors can become environmental hazards if they end up in municipal incinerators or landfills. But Gilbert's partner, Bob Bell, says computer recycling has been stymied by inadequate infrastructure. He says that while curbside collection programs are common to newspaper and aluminum recycling, such programs haven't caught up to computers. To overcome that barrier, Bella is working with local governments to hold computer recycling drives. He says the response has been tremendous.
As soon as people find out that there is something that they can do, they are more than willing to put the effort in to do it. So it's just really a question of developing the structure, developing ways for people to participate, and they're interested and involved enough to do it.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.